Agenda item number 6, then, is going to be the client rights presentation by Jen Piles.
Hey, everyone. I'm going to share my screen here. Most of you know me. I am Jen Piles. I'm the client rights specialist. I've been here since January of last year, and I work very closely with Vicki Orzel. She is my backup client rights specialist, and then on the wraparound side, we have Laura Pittman and Holly McElhattan. So this presentation is just going to give you an understanding of our role, the process improvements we did in 2023, a bit of a summary of the complaints and grievances that came in last year, and then what we have been working hard on for 2024. So what we do as client rights specialists is help clients resolve the concerns about services they receive from a program or the provider. We review these grievances and make recommendations for resolution and advocate and educate on client rights issues and compliance across BHS. Why are these client rights important? We prevent lawsuits. We prevent ethics complaints filed by clients who allege that mental health professionals have violated their rights. We standardize care across healthcare fields and enable clients to have uniform expectations during their treatment. We empower people to take a more active role in improving their healthcare, and it's mandated by DHS 94. Grievance process is just basically a set of steps to follow when a client has a concern regarding their care or their treatment. This process is important to resolve disputes in a fair and transparent way, and it makes it difficult for a process and for complaints to go ignored. You can't say we didn't know about something because our documentation lays it out there. Protects clients from receiving punishment and helps identify areas for process improvement. So some of the things that we worked on were reinforcing and enhancing the grievance process for DHS, educating both our internal and our external service providers on these processes, strengthening our policy, enhancing communication with our external providers, and enriching the relationship with state external grievance examiner. So when we look at how did we work in the process, during the course of our work, different clients' rights issues that came up. So different processes and procedures were needed to be enhanced because somebody came forward and asked for an extension to the 45-day filing period for a grievance. Somebody came forward and said that they felt that they had needed an emergency time frame to their grievance. And we realized that we didn't have the 45 processes in place for these things. So through creating these time frames, these processes, we designed letter templates and developed better documentation standards. We educated our internal and external service providers on these processes. Right after this, I'm jumping over to South Shore Pavilion, where we're going to have our second client rights forum in partnership with Wraparound. And this is one of the ways that we are working to educate our provider network on client rights issues and prepare them for when they have complaints and grievances come in at a level one or agency level. We also looked at the contract language with our external providers and clarified that for the areas of client rights. We edited and revised training for our workforce training and development areas on client rights for all onboarding. And we have better attendance at our all provider meetings, providing updates on client rights topics. me did a train the trainer to our service managers for our internal BHS staff. And we provided program managers with informative emails on the process for when a grievance or a complaint arises that aligns their expectations and goals and allows a free flow of questions. So strengthening our policy, made it much more user-friendly language. We took out all that hospital language that was referenced earlier when Lucy was talking about the policies. We streamlined the flowchart that was attached to the policy, replaced outdated attachments that is more in accordance with the newer state communication, and we put some additions in there. We allow for posthumous investigations and provider grievances, which are two things that came up in 2023 as well. Enhanced communication with providers. We developed a process for a warm handoff where the concerns need to be heard at level one. So oftentimes consumers, even care coordinators will call our office with a concern, and really it needs to be heard at the agency level. So we will discuss their options with them, discuss why it's important that it get heard at level one or the agency level, and then we have this warm handoff where we actually connect the client directly with the agency for that good customer service. And we created a spreadsheet so that we know how to connect people with the proper client rights specialist. And we created a process for partnering on investigations. So who are our grievants? And I hope that you can read this, because I am struggling to read this one. So the largest number of grievances is dignity and respect. 38% of our callers are complaining that they are not being treated with dignity and respect. 26% are due to service issues, 10% because of record privacy, 10% due to communication and discharge planning, and 16% for just other miscellaneous issues. Who are our callers? In the adult mobile crisis area, we had 36 unique client calls. At the wraparound level, they had 22 unique client calls. Each call can range from 30 minutes to 60 plus hours worth of work. On average, each client or caller is about 10 hours of work. 16 at the adult crisis level were complaints that were resolved without the grievance procedure, or this large blue area. 66% were complaints resolved without needing to go to the grievance level. So of those that went to grievances, or this yellow, silver, and orange area, 7 were level 1 grievances. So 5 of these were calls that came in that were really supposed to be at that level 1 agency level, and we did that warm handoff back to the agency. Some of those came back to us, they were still unhappy after they got their level 1 grievance decision, and they came back to us at a level 2, and that would be reflected in this gray area then. We did have 7 level 2 grievances, and then we did have some come from the previous year come back to us for a level 2. And then we had 6 just other types of calls that came in. Who are our callers? 67% are African American, 19% are Caucasian, and 14% are other. 100% of the adult mobile crisis callers are between the ages of 30 and 64, with largely 73% being Gen X between the ages of 45 and 64, and 27% between the ages of 30 and 44, or millennials. At wraparound, the majority are between the ages of birth and 17, or the client, this caller is usually the parent. and 32% are between the ages of 18 and 23. 53% of the callers are male, 44% female, and 3% non-binary. So what's next for 2024? Goal number one is to improve our client experience. Goal number two, coordinate our processes across DHHS. And goal number three, to continue to enhance. Oh, I didn't advance our slides, I'm sorry. Goal number three is to continue to enhance our provider education and communication. I'm just going to flip back to these so you can look at them a little bit. So we have this large portion that is the racial breakdown and our ages, and then the types of calls received. So when we look at our initiatives, the biggest one is that we are just really proud of is this developing the better mechanisms for data tracking and client documentation. We are rolling out live as of June 1st with our new documentation tracking system, which will quantify our work being done in real time and allow us to report more regularly here without detracting from the work we were doing. We inherited a very burdensome process, and we are now modernizing this legacy system to be able to get this real-time data tracking, which is pretty exciting. But the other initiatives that we will be doing are to develop a larger integrated DHHS policy with offshoot EHS policies, strategic networking and case coordination with our Chief Compliance Officer, Safety, Risk, and Population Health. So that allows us to find those intersections where client rights meets caregiver misconduct, meets critical incidents, meets other intersections that we need to evaluate and make sure that we are addressing. We hope to develop or begin planning for the next two quarters of the client rights website and survey all of our client satisfaction in this process. So as they wrap up their involvement with us, that we make sure that we are evaluating their client experience. And then the qualitative and quantitative data presentation at the Mental Health Quality Board comes right along with the better mechanisms for the data tracking. Does anybody have any questions about the data presented or the goals that we have?
Yes, Jen, could you just define a little more clearly on the first initiative where it says develop larger integrated DHHS policy with offshoot DHS policy? What does that really mean?
So one of the initiatives that has been started DHHS-wide is to have one parent policy, as they're calling it, or a larger DHH policy that all is from the same kind of integrated policy, and then each, like aging will have a sub-policy, EHS will have a sub-policy.
On client rights?
Correct. All up. Correct. Within okay. The client rights area.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Excellent work. This is a drastic jump from where client rights has been. So you've done a tremendous amount of work. I greatly appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Any questions from the committee or others?
Yeah, just put in the comments, like, so Jen and team, just so important to have a solid structure and training and expectations on person-centered care and that proactive approach. Just one, it's the right thing to do, builds trust in our programs, but when we don't have it, it's very costly and very, you know, it'll tear programs apart, and you know, trust is so important. And so it's a lot of work, but it also it's so critical to everything that we do.
Thank you for the presentation, and I like the way that we're moving forward in development. Particularly, I like the website. Is that way, and so the fact that we're being proactive in the clients' rights is good. So thank you.